Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned right here. And I'm so pleased. I'm here live at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo, here in Trinity in Tinley Park, Illinois. And for those of you watching us right now, if you're able to get down here sometime today, there are amazing booths set up all over the exhibit hall, incredible health-minded products and solutions, a number of which, by the way, I'm just going to tell you, I use a number of them. And my next guest is someone that I can't tell you how much I appreciate her. We did a lot of interviews in the early days of this pandemic. Yes, please. We did a lot of interviews in the early days of this pandemic. We got a lot of great information out. We started out by telling folks about virology and the vaccine issues before this one ever came out. The right. Mics. The mixtures, the breach of human DNA, the autoimmune deficiency diseases. And everybody said, Dr. Judy Mikovits is a hero. She's a hero for showing us all this stuff, until Big Pharma said, wait a minute, that's about $3 billion in liability. We better change that up. Dr. Judy, welcome. It's so good to have you.
So good to be here, Pastor Greg.
Thank you. And I want to thank you because you're the one who began me talking about things like quercetin and vitamin D3 and vitamin C and zinc and essential minerals and those things. I wrote all that down because when I got COVID in December, I ended up with double pneumonia, coughing up blood. I had a very bad case. I've got AFib. I had all the, you know, morbidities. My doctor's like, you're going to the hospital. I'm like, I ain't going to the hospital, never going to the hospital. But I started that protocol that you gave me.
Right.
And I know that that's why I'm here. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's good to know. It's good to know we can help some of the people.
Absolutely. Dr. Judy, first of all, to revisit this, because I think it's important to remind folks that there were issues with the vaccine process, the incubation process, and so on, before they ever got into mRNA and released what they've done to us now. Talk about that briefly, if you could, please.
Well, sure. What we learned in 2011, really, appreciated, I should say, was that the way we're manufacturing viral vaccines. That is, growing viral vaccines in animal tissue, in animal cell line, in aborted fetal tissue cell lines. That manufacturing process was picking up viruses from animals and transmitting them directly into humans in at the most vulnerable times when their immune system is suppressed.
Okay. Repeat that again, because honest to goodness, this is like something out of Dr. Zhivago, right?
Right.
I mean, seriously, right? This is like an experiment, except that the experimentation was on us. So people understand, if I remember our conversations correctly, this is not something that began, in the 2000s or in the 90s or in the 80s. This started like 50 years ago.
Correct. In our first book, Plague, we talked about the attenuation or weakening of polio viruses by passing them through mouse brains, polio-causing enterovirus by passing them through mouse brains, and that you could pick up actually a virus from the mouse, which is part of its endogenous virome and doesn't cause any kind of disease in the mouse, but then when transmitted to another species, to a human being, in fact, it can cause disease. And that's exactly what we found. And that was 1934, when the first cases of autism came about in this country. And we Kent Heck and Lively tracked it all the way back. So what we really learned then, and that's really when the cover-up began. So we as a scientific community thought we could solve the problems by not transmitting it through animal brains, but by attenuating it in cell lines, in monkey cell lines, in mouse. We use a lot of mouse tissue in development of biological therapies. So we thought we could, mitigate these problems. But in fact, we couldn't. What our work showed in 2009, when we published the discovery of a new family of human retroviruses, exogenous viruses that had most likely gotten into humans by way of this injection from mice going back to the 30s. And it continued with the monkeys and the monkey cell lines that we use, and dog cell lines, and in every flu vaccine, chicken eggs. So every animal and a species has its own virome. And that is causing the conflict with our virome that's causing disease, and we attack ourselves. That's autoimmunity. So when a protein looks close to your immune system, and especially when you inject it, bypassing the front line, the innate immune response that recognizes danger signals and pathogen-associated molecular patterns. When you bypass that frontline immune response by injecting, then, of course, you develop autoimmunity because you can't distinguish self and non-self, especially when you're injecting in infants and before they're 3 years old and have developed detox machineries in their immune system.
Now, let's go back to that 1934 comment that you were talking about there. Because 1934, I mean, we're talking a long time ago. I mean, we're talking a huge group of the population.
Correct.
Do you think that potentially issues like dementia, issues like Parkinson's, what are some of the other issues that our elderly are being bombarded with?
Sure. Lupus, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, all of these. We've associated them strongly with this process of the dysregulation of the immune system, in the brain, in the mucosal surfaces, in the gut.
And so, folks, please understand, this is the reason why, we're anti-vaxxers now. They've done it again. Please understand, look, there was a time when gay meant happy. Okay? There was a time when gay was a joyful expression. All right. Now all of a sudden you say gay, and oh, what are you talking about? What are you talking? You a homophobe? No, dude. God has things to say, but I'm just cheerful. That was the idea of gay. Well, now, anti-vax, sovereign citizen, that's another one. And I know that's a big deal for you, talking about the things you talk about in your book. Who are sovereign citizens? Hello? Right here. Sitting right here next to me. Okay? Down at the end over there, Robert Scott, he's a sovereign citizen. Okay? Right? He's a sovereign citizen. He's his own person. He's a free man. Holy smokes. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, think about what they've done to your freedoms and your liberties here. And now, if you're an anti-vaxxer, you're a criminal, right? They're prosecuting. They're going after them. They got what are their top 12 list? Literally, DHS has the top 12 hit list of people that are public nuisances for talking about the dangers of vaccines. And the whole purpose of this was to try to save lives. It wasn't to say, don't ever use a vaccine. It was to say, stop doing it the way you're doing it because it's bad.
Correct. And fortunately, I didn't make that list because, of course, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Spent my entire life on a single premise that we could educate the immune system to prevent and treat infectious disease, cancer, and these diseases we're talking about. And we absolutely can, but you're absolutely right. We cannot do it the way we're doing it. Yeah. So what did the government do in 2011 when this was really realized and appreciated to be causing the explosion of chronic disease, autoimmune disease, autoinflammatory disease, cancer? They just keep renaming the diseases. When they found that out, they said, okay, we're not doing that anymore. We're not using animal tissue anymore. These are mRNA vaccines. And now they're saying, oh, there's no animal tissue in them. No, but you've already injected the animal tissue into essentially every person on the planet, right. Every American,
right.
And therefore, now the mRNA that you've injected that is synthetic and still from monkeys, still not from humans, still not of God, is now changing the regulation, the expression of your genes, the epigenetics on top of the genetics, and it can change that for life. And in fact, that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing anyone who had vaccine injury from these animal tissues, aborted fetal tissues, these are the people that are dying with that shot, with exposure to that protein.
Yeah. And interestingly, Dr. Jane Ruby, who used to conduct these kinds of tests for the FDA, did an incredible interview where she talked about how they would do it. 10 to 11 men, always males, 10 to 11 men, try it with them first, use a small amount of the vaccine, not the whole thing at once, and the stages that they would go through. And so you have people now, some of whom have dramatic reactions, 1.6 million at last count, over 14,000, 15,000 that they'll tell us died. I know my friend Thomas Renz has identified another whistleblower who said there's 40 to 80,000 more that they wiped off the list. Okay?
Right.
I mean, huge numbers. And my point in sharing what I'm telling you folks is that we have a situation where we have people that don't have a reaction. And Dr. Ruby said, well, yeah, that's because they're getting a placebo shot. They don't even know it, but correct. That's what they're getting.
Well, we know that in drug development, which I've done for the better part of 40 years, you have to do a high, medium, and low dose in your phase 3 and in your animal studies, and then you have to have a placebo. So we know that's going to happen, and we can only predict what we're seeing. The hot lots are hitting the people you expect them to hit.
All right, hang on a second. We got about 30 seconds in this portion, and then we're going to come back. We're going to stay live with you folks. Don't go anywhere, those of you that are watching us today, and we'll be back right after this. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, live at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo with Dr. Judy Mikovits. We're going to talk about this book. Ending the Plague.
Yeah.
We're going to close out by talking about it. She's got a great book here. I hope you brought me a copy.
Sorry.
You didn't. See?
I didn't.
Man, it's okay. All right, we'll be back. Coming up right after this, I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about kidney failure and high blood pressure. Kidney failure and high blood pressure are due to artery disease in the kidneys, not caused by cholesterol, but by eating fried foods and processed meats and oils and glutens. Give up all those bad foods and take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Take our program, which we call the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Take three of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. That'll support healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And people who have not urinated in 10 years are on dialysis 6 days a week. After 2 weeks, they start urinating again. They drop their dialysis down to 3 days a week. And then after 25 years of being on dialysis because they did not want to have a kidney transplant, they're totally off of dialysis. Their doctors are scratching their head. How can that be? Well, that's because 95-98% of the time when people have kidney issues, guess what? It's really an artery issue. You'll be amazed. This also helps the arteries in the brain when you have vascular dementia, coronary artery disease, and also in your legs and other places, including the kidneys. It's an amazing thing when you take this program and stay away from the bad foods. And just remember, you also want to stay away from statin drugs because cholesterol is your best friend. Cholesterol makes up 95% of the weight of testosterone and estrogen. No ED if you're eating three eggs twice a day. And there's a dementia that's caused by doctors. It's called Alzheimer's disease. It did not exist until they started giving people statin drugs and telling you to stop eating eggs. You need to eat three eggs twice a day with soft yolks. Hard-boiled eggs won't do. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, live here at the Trinity Health Freedom Expo. Trinity Health Freedom Expo with Dr. Judy Mikovits. And again, I just credit her for giving me the formula that I share with everyone. Quercetin with bromelain, vitamin D3, vitamin C, zinc. I refer you, Dr. Michael Schwartz at MNP has an essential minerals that you can use. And he has recovery zymes. Use the code Pastor Greg. I'm serious. I'm deadly serious. you need to get yourself prepared. They are going to be continuing to try to make us sick. That's the goal. Make us sick. And I love the book cover. A scholar's obligation in an age of corruption. And you were incredibly brave when you went on and did Plandemic, that interview series that you did that really, I mean, that blew every, oh, it blew everybody away is what, it, I mean, it just blew everybody
Almost
away.
Almost blew me away.
Well, I remember. How's your hubby?
He's fabulous.
Awesome. Awesome. Every time I would call you, you'd be like, shh. Because she's way out on the West Coast. And so if I do my early show with her, it's 6-7 o'clock in the morning trying to talk to her.
Well, and we were living in a one-room apartment, a 500-square-foot apartment, but about 3 weeks ago, we were blessed to move in an actual home, so I never have to wake him again.
How awesome. God bless you. That's awesome. Tell me about the book, Ending Plague.
Well, Ending Plague is of course, Kent Heckenlively in my title. It's the third in the trilogy that started with Plague, with the real science, where we talked about in the first segment here on the since the 1930s in transmission of animal viruses into humans via contaminated blood products, vaccines, and other biologicals. So this book, Dr. Francis Rossetti, my mentor of 38 years, his title is A Scholar's Obligation in an Age of Corruption. So the first half of the book is Frank Rossetti speaking for the first time about how the Tony Fauci's, the Robert Gallo's, the corrupt National Cancer Institute, National Institutes of Health, collaborated with the FDA, with the CDC, throughout, starting with the AIDS epidemic. So
right.
With the AIDS plandemic, I should say, and the killing of the murder of the most susceptible or demonized in our society. So
well, and you have to. I mean, you, like you said, it's an obligation. And I know that you have a very deep faith set, like I do.
Correct.
You know, and he says, God says, we got to do this, period.
Correct.
Because lives are at stake. Got about a minute left.
So my half,
bring it home.
My half of the book is the other scholars. It's how scholars have stepped forward, like Dr. Stephanie Seneff, Dr. Chris Shaw, Joe Cummins, on and on and on, Luke Montagnier. It talks about scholars, Frank Schallenberger, who have honored that obligation and provided us those solutions. Those solutions, I told you, did not come from me. They came from God through other scholars who have been there since the HIV/AIDS epidemic, knowing that if you keep your immune system strong, it doesn't matter where the virus came from.
And folks, I kid you not, every single morning, even here, every morning I take this stuff. I also use this little electro blanket thing that helps to push everything through. That has been a godsend. I've been using that now for about 2.5 years. And they told me I'd be in bed for 5 years after the accident that I was in, because it was bad.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever even seen the pictures, but it was bad. I'll send you a link, because I did a sermon about it and I share it in a video. And I think you would like it. You would really like it. Dr. Judy, I can't tell you how much my heart is warmed to meet you in person.
Thank you.
It's such an incredible blessing.
It's a pleasure to meet all
of
you.
Oh, my gosh. It's just awesome.
Our website is therealdrjudy.com.
There it is. Look at that. And that beautiful, lovely picture of you. All right. There you go, folks. Get to it. I'll be back with more coming up right after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.